just another game, just like I go out and practice, try to do my best out there. So, you know, obviously maybe it's a little more at stake. You want to go out with a bang, but I'm just going to try to have fun and enjoy it.
How much do you guys talk about it amongst yourselves? I mean, you guys got to have that camaraderie, friendship, you know, teammate stuff. And
I mean, everyone knows about it. I mean, you don't really have to talk about it because everyone knows what's going on. But, you know, we just try to enjoy, you know, being around each other because we got great teammates. And, you know, that's what we do.
Do you feel the difference this year with the new rules and not making quite as many cuts after
the third game? To me, I haven't really noticed it. I mean, I'm just going with the schedule, showing up when I got to show up, all that. So, you know, this weekend, I'm sure, you know, we'll feel it, but haven't noticed it too much yet.
Is it difficult to, I guess, what do you think you have to do? Or do you let your mind run away and say, okay, I got to have a great week of practice? Do you let yourself do that? Or
you know, I think that's when you get in trouble. You just got to play within yourself and you know, like I was saying yesterday, it doesn't all just come down to this one game. I mean, you know, it's an important game for sure, but we've been here practicing for I don't know how many weeks. The coaches have seen us every single day. So, you know, it's not just all in this one game.
It seems like a simple question, but how much would it mean to you to make the roster?
Right, it'd be awesome. I mean, it's something, you know, always dreamed of. I mean, it was cool being active on the last couple of games, but I want to be out on the field this year and contributing to this team. So, you know, I feel like I've been doing my best to make it happen, and we'll see.
Sorry, my mic died during all that.
Yeah, we missed this.
If you could just repeat
everything. Verbatim.
Thanks, Jason.
Yeah, no problem.
What would it mean? I mean, last year, you know, you were, were you part of the last cuts or the...
Yeah.
Till the
yeah.
end, right? Yeah. My brain doesn't work so well. I mean, just what would it mean to be able to be here to start the season? On the
right. 53? I mean, it'd be awesome. That's what you know, grow up dreaming about. That's what you work for so hard, you know, in the off season and everything. So it'd be pretty awesome to just see it all pay off and you know, be on the roster. So give it my best shot and see what happens.
And when you talk about seeing it all pay off, I mean, hard work is one of the things that Jim Caldwell has credited you with. Mm-hmm. What do you think has been your biggest asset? I mean, an area that you looked at and said, this is where I'm really going to work my butt off to get better to make it.
Right. I think as soon as I got into the league, one of the things I had to work on was my route running and just kind of learning how to create separation. So that's one thing I've been working on. But I mean, really just all aspects of the game, you know. I can still improve on everything, so I just work on that day in and day out.
With all that's on the line this week, how do you keep it just the same in your head? Because I've got to imagine it's just every day in and out, right, doing the same thing that has gotten you to this point, mm-hmm. but does it feel a little different?
You know, honestly, it doesn't feel much different to me. It's just football at the end of the day, and we've been doing it since, you know, for many years. So it's, you know, the same thing, and just have fun with it is what you have to end up doing. So.
I don't think people realize how emotional preseason can be mm-hmm. when you're fighting for a job. Would you say it's emotional, or what word would you use?
I mean, it can definitely get emotional. You know, I think this year I've learned just to not stress about it so much. Just go out there and try to enjoy it all. And, you know, in the big perspective of things, you're trying out for an NFL team, so it's something to just cherish and have fun with.
How much is your special team work played into being right here at this point where you could possibly make the roster?
I think special teams is a huge, everyone who's on the bubble. So, you know, I've been able to play a few different positions on special teams this year, so they see me at different spots and been learning those. So, you know, not just return games, so I can do, you know, other spots on the field. So I think it's been a big part of it and it's something I'll continue to work on.
We were talking to Joe Dahl a little bit about that reliability and versatility type of thing. How important is it and how challenging is it when you've got to kind of be jack of all trades and really try to master some?
Right. I mean, there's definitely times where you just kind of want to focus on one thing and get really good at that, but then next thing you know, you're doing something different. So it's definitely tough, but it's part of the job, and the more you can do, the better. So you just try to, you know, you try to be good at it all. Try your best.
Does this surprise you at all the attention you're getting about this final roster spot or about this battle for the final roster spot?
Not too much. It's kind of how it was last year, too. I mean, it's what everyone gets excited about week four in preseason, you know, not much other stuff to talk about. So it's, you know, but I'm just going to go out there and play the same as I do every other time.
Do you enjoy that attention, that stress that comes with the final week of preseason?
It's just kind of how you view it. I don't really view it as stressful. It's just, I guess, part of the job, you know, that comes with it. And, I don't pay too much attention to it. Just go out there and play my game.
I get the sense, though, that it would mean nothing more to you than to be something other than the star of the preseason.
Well, yeah. Every time you go out there, you want to be, you know, play your best game and put on a show. But, you know, just play within yourself, just like any other game this week. So.